nightmare this morning for the Yentas on the View. Don't worry, though. Don't worry. The air compressor was still working. There was plenty of air supply for the whoopee cushion to spread her toxic flatulence. The plastic surgeon, he received his check last week, so he was available in studio this morning to help Sun host and beam her light to the audience. The stylists, they were all there to assist the AOC wannabe Al Griffin. I didn't see Big Red on the show this morning. I was hoping Joy Behar would show up to defend the comment she made last week about Tim Scott. If I remember correctly, I think she said that Tim Scott had Clarence Thomas syndrome, whatever the hell that means. Well, KC, I am sure she was afraid to defend her position. Joy Behar did not want to look stupid. Joy Behar has made a career of looking dumb. Have you seen that big-ass bobblehead in action? Depending on which way her head tilts, it can be the difference between a sunny day in New York City and massive thunderstorms. But lack of courage, that was not the reason Joy Behar didn't show up to work this morning. My inside sources tell me she had a routine doctor's appointment. Every week, Joy Behar, she has her shoulders treated. Her poor shoulders, they get exhausted from carrying around that Lizzo-sized head. But anyway, none of that was the reason for the nightmares that unfolded this morning on The View. If I were to ask you which woke boner word was most associated with The View, which word would you choose? Well, KC, this show is catered towards men pretending to be women. Obviously, they exploit mythical misogyny. No, but that's a good guess, though. I'm talking about the woke boner word that is mentioned the most often by this panel on The View. When this word is mentioned, it makes Chad Thundercock's tuck-friendly bathing suit moist. It sends questioning Quentin into an emotional breakdown. It causes the whoopee cushion to release flatulence filled with rage. I'm talking about mythical racism. Outside of the wicked wig of the woke Joy Reid and maybe Jemele Hill, you would be hard-pressed to find another show that has exploited mythical racism more than The View. The evil white man is born into inherent racism. Black men who don't agree with our narrative really just want to be white men. 99% of the time, the Yenta spread the false narrative of mythical racism without any resistance. Most of the time, they only invite guests on the show who agree with their false narrative. That doesn't mean the guests are stupid enough to believe it, they just agree with it. Earlier this morning, the caboose is responsible for releasing the toxically polluted air on The View. They finally met their plug. The breaking wind just wasn't strong enough to make it through. I've been covering this show for a couple of years now. Up until this morning, I have never seen these women silent. Hell, they should have Tim Scott on The View every day. To hell with him running for president. Dude doesn't stand a chance. Once his campaign inevitably ends, I've got the perfect job for Tim Scott. ABC can pay him millions of dollars to use his mouth as a fart extinguisher, silencing the women on The View. I don't do interviews here on the channel, but if I were to interview a presidential candidate like Tim Scott, I would prepare questions that I think most normal people would want answers to. For example, how would you solve the problems on the southern border? How would you fight the crime epidemic that's prevalent in woke cities across America? I would even get to the real important questions like, can you make it illegal for the WNBA dump to exist? Or how would you combat the woke fungus? What is the first question he was asked on The View? Oh, it was really important. Normal people across America, they were anticipating the answer to this question. Sun Hostin flashed her condescending smile and asked Tim Scott to define systemic racism. His response was nothing short of brilliant. Watch for yourself.
What is your definition of systemic racism?
Let me answer the question that you've answered.
Does it even exist in your mind?
Let me answer the question this way. One of the things that I think about, and one of the reasons why I'm on the show, is because of the comments that were made, frankly, on this show, that the only way for a young African-American kid to be successful in this country is to be the exception and not the rule. That is a dangerous, offensive, disgusting message to send to our young people today, that the only way to succeed is by being the exception. I will tell you that if my life is the exception, I can't imagine. But it's not actually.
It's been 114 years.
Yeah. So the fact of the matter is, we've had an African American president, African American vice president. We've had two African Americans to be secretaries of the state.
40% homelessness.
And 50% of African Americans. 50% of the folks in our community.
Yet 13% of the population.
You had a chance to ask the question. I know that I've watched you on the show that you like people to be deferential and respectful. So I'm going to do the same thing.
That is true.
So here's what I'm going to suggest. I'm going to suggest the fact of the matter is that progress in America is palpable. It can be measured in generations.
I need an opportunity to succeed because I have to go to Britain.
We have more time, though.
I'm just getting started.
I believe all people can see
the success that I've had.
We'll be right back.
Okay. First of all, I want to see Sun Hostin define systemic racism. She can take a break from burning nose hairs with Whoopi's mouth farts to educate this audience full of clueless woke women. Hell, Sun Hostin, she doesn't even know the proper terminology. It's not called systemic racism, son. It's called mythical racism. There's a reason it's described as mythical. It doesn't exist in the way that you try to frame it. As Tim Scott was speaking this unknown language on The View, The Truth, you could see Sun Hostin uncomfortably smiling. Those two remaining brain cells, they were trying to think of some way, any way, to prove Tim Scott wrong. What did Sun come up with? Homelessness. Homelessness? The homeless prove America is plagued with mythical racism? Okay. If 40% of the homeless population consists of black people, that does not prove America is racist. It proves there's a serious problem in the black community, a problem that Sun Hostin and her co-host refuse to address. I don't have the stats on this. I tried looking it up, but I couldn't find the specifics of what I was looking for. But I would be willing to bet a large percentage of homeless black people were raised without a father. According to Pew Research, 90% of homeless or runaway children raised without a father. Let me ask you something. How come we never hear this problem addressed on The View? If I had to guess, it doesn't fit the narrative that America is racist. My favorite part of that clip happened at the very end. Actually, this might be the best thing I have ever seen on The View. Tim Scott, he is in the middle of his soliloquy of truth. The Yentas have yet to figure out how to prove his messaging wrong. I'm sure producers at ABC were scrambling. How can we silence this man? We can't have the truth broadcast on our airwaves. At one point, producers, they noticed a shit-eating grin on the face of Whoopi Goldberg. Over the years, they have become familiar with this grin. It's the smile of a cushion ready to break thunderous wind. Whoopi Goldberg came up with the only response that she could think of. I'm sorry, Timmy, that you're begging me to take a break. I promise this is all coincidental. It has nothing to do with the fact that you are making us look like shit fucks. The old, we gotta go to commercial break excuse. When they did finally return from commercial break, we were treated to the lovely face of Anna Navarro. KC, who in the hell is Ann Navarro? She's what the Deacons like to call a diversity hire. Anne welcomes the lonely women watching at home back from commercial break by saying, Happy Pride Month, ladies! I thought Pride Month was dedicated to men who wanted to be women. Are we now including actual women in the celebration of woke Christmas? I mean, it all gets so confusing after a while. Anne Navarro, she uses her valuable time with Tim Scott to ask another important question. Since June is the month we celebrate the gay pride and Disney has become synonymous with the alphabet, Anne wanted to know his thoughts on Disney. Who fucking cares? Tim Scott is from South Carolina. Who cares what he thinks about Mickey and Minnie swapping genders? I kind of feel bad for Tim Scott. This man is trying to run for president. He's trying to be taken as a serious contender. I know expectations are low when you go on The View, I get it, but you mean to tell me they could not ask him one presidential question? They couldn't ask him one question that actually matters? You want to know his thoughts on providing gender-affirming care to a cartoon mouse? Here is Tim Scott's response to another absurd question. Watch for yourself.
finish
no, but
my answer.
Do you think Disney's radical left?
Well, I think Disney and Ronnie have been in a combat zone for a number of months over what I thought was the right issue as it relates to our young kids and what they're being indoctrinated with. I thought he started off on the right foot on that issue. It is
100%. I'm sorry, sir. Do not boo. This is The View.
Who doesn't think Disney is the radical left? Who doesn't believe Disney's woke? Let's just review here. Every June, they turn their theme park into a festival of rainbows. They have men wearing dresses greeting children at the gift shop. They use their movies to propagandize children. They're updating old classic movies like The Little Mermaid to make them more inclusive. It's no longer Beauty and the Beast, you know, because it's not nice to refer to a male birthing person as an ugly beast. Now the movie is called Beauty and the Male with Physically Unappealing Deficiencies. I don't know about you guys, but Disney seems pretty woke to me. I'm going to do something that I have never done before here on the channel, and I can't believe I'm doing this, but I'm actually going to give the ladies on The View some credit. I'm sure you heard in that last clip, the men pretending to be women in that audience, booing Tim Scott. Then you saw the whoopee cushion bend over, releasing a thunderous flatulence, silencing the audience. All kidding aside here, I'm serious. The ladies on The View, they not only defended Tim Scott from their audience, they also allowed him to speak without interruption throughout most of the interview. Now, of course, this was mainly because they couldn't refute his points, they had nothing to say, but at least they allowed him to speak. This is rare on this show, for real. Credit to the ladies on The View for giving Tim Scott their platform and allowing him to speak without interruption. That being said, this show still sucks. But give me your thoughts. Tim Scott pretty much humiliates the women on The View. He disproves their false notion of mythical racism and silences them while doing so. Hell of a performance by Tim Scott. Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com, kc_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys tomorrow.